that we're doing the WebEx here instead of in person.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good, Mike. Thought I'd spare everybody in the first couple rows by coughing and sneezing.
You got enough cough drops there?
Hopefully.
Right. I hope you feel better. I had a question on Trent. We haven't seen him, obviously, since that Denver game. And just curious on Trent Brown, you know, just the effort level, Bill, like, that you saw from him from that game, did that meet the team's standard?
Yeah, well, Trent's been out this week. You know, he's been dealing with some sickness and some flu-type symptoms. So, you know, he wasn't out there this week, and don't think he'll be out there today either.
Our next question, Nick O'Malley, followed by Dakota Randall.
Bill, we got snow in the forecast for Sunday, and you've been consistently skeptical about meteorologists over the years. How much stock are you putting in this one in terms of whether we're going to get snow on kickoff on Sunday?
Right, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, things can change quickly at this time of year, so we'll see how it goes. As the conditions get closer to game time, we'll deal with them appropriately.
Thank you.
Sure.
Dakota Randall, followed by Mark Daniels.
Bill, around this time a year ago, you gave a review of Mac Jones saying you thought he had the ability to play quarterback in this league. I'm just wondering, a year later, what's your evaluation of him and whether he still can be a starter in the NFL?
Yeah, I'll hold off on any evaluations on anybody. I don't think that's appropriate right now. We're just, as a team, trying to focus for the Jets and in our last game here and try to get our play our best game of the year. So let's leave it at that.
Next question, Mark Daniels, followed by Chris Ryan.
Hi, Bill. This is year 24 for you here, and I was just wondering, what has it meant for you to be the head coach of the New England Patriots?
All right. Well, I've always appreciated the opportunity, and you know, just looking forward to tomorrow's game or Sunday's game against the Jets, and like I said, trying to put our best game out there this year. That's what we're working towards. So, sure, there'll be another time to talk about other things. But right now, we're just trying to focus on the Jets.
Thank you.
And we have quite a few hands raised, so I'm going to just take one question per person, no follow-ups. If you have a follow-up, raise your hand again. If we have time, we'll get back to you. About Chris Ryan, followed by Karen Garigi.
Bill, I want to ask you just kind of generally about, you know, extreme weather games, obviously from a fan perspective, historical perspective, those types of games carry, you know, a lot of a weight. For you, do you like those types of games, or do you prefer conditions that there's not as many variables?
All that's out of my control. Don't have any control over any of those. So whatever it is, same thing with practice. For the most part, whatever it is, we practice in it and can't control that. Maybe at some point we'll play in it or not play in it, but that's, yeah, we can't do anything about that. So we'll deal with whatever comes, as will our opponent.
Thank you.
Aaron Gregan, followed by Ian Steele.
Good morning, Bill. Hope you're feeling better soon. With this being the final week of the regular season, there will be coach openings down the road, and I was wondering if you thought Gerard Mayo would make a good head coach one day.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of coaches on our staff who are good coaches. I'm not really, in a position to, comment on what other teams or other would be looking for or aren't looking for. So, but yeah, I think we have a lot of good coaches on our staff. Gerard being one of them.
Thank you.
Ian Steele, followed by Andrew Callahan.
Hey, Bill. I guess just checking in on your health right now. Are you going to be good to go for Sunday, and are you going to be good to go working through the rest of the week here?
Yeah, I expect to. Thank you.
Your countenance, followed by Sophie Willing.
Bill, hope you feel better. Wanted to ask you, just sticking with the snow theme here, understanding it's out of your control. Is there anything you could do in the interim to kind of prepare for that outcome, or is it even worth it in your time to simulate extra layers in practice or anything in that nature before Sunday?
No, we're not going to create snow and get a snow machine in here, but we'll, depend on what the conditions are, we can certainly talk about it and show examples of what playing in different type of conditions is like, and as a mental reminder for everybody. Sure, that'd be part of preparation.
Sophie Weller, followed by Albert Breer.
Hi, Bill. I hope you feel better soon. I was just curious, on that snow theme, we saw a bunch of the rookies the other day walking around with the snow scrapers in the locker room, and DeMario Douglas specifically didn't know how to use his. So you've had some experience playing in these snow games. Are you going to be able to help him out a little bit there on how to use the snow scraper?
Right. Well, that's something we usually go through every year with the rookies. There's not a lot of pro football players from this area. Most all the ones we get are from other areas, California, Texas, the South, and so forth. So, there is an element to acclimating to these conditions just on a day-to-day basis as well as on the football field. That's definitely part of the education of playing in New England.
Breer, followed by Ian Steele.
Yeah, hey, Bill. I was just wondering, obviously, and this is a little bit of a big picture question, but there's a lot of uncertainty this time of year with a lot of teams in the league, and you've been in one place for a very long time. I'm wondering if you ever give yourself a chance to appreciate being in the job that you're in, being able to work with the people that you've been able to work with over the last 24 years, and maybe being able to appreciate what's been built there.
Bert, I think I've covered that, multiple times over the years. But, for right now, we'll just, keep it on the Jets and go forward with that. Okay. See your Nantucket shirt there. I like it.
That's right, yeah.
And Steele, followed by Bob Sosie.
Bill, with this being the last week of the season, I'm curious, your outlook on when it's the final week of a season, whether it be in the regular season or in a Super Bowl. Just what are those weeks like? What are those weeks like for you?
Yeah, as I said, this week is, about preparing for the Jets. And then, there are a few things that happen after this game that we have to, take care of. And so that's, it's really the foreseeable future.
Three final questions. We're going to go Bob Sosie, Phil Perry, Christopher Price.
Thanks, Dace. Good morning, Bill. Hope you feel better. Before week 16, as we're ready to play the regular season finale, thinking back to before week one, before the season opener, Bailey Zappe was on the practice squad. And to think of where he is today, about to start, we presume, a six straight game. What does that say about his competitive level, his resilience, and what kind of an example is that, for other guys in that locker room?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Really good. In August or September, whenever it was, during the final cuts and that kind of thing. I talked to Bailey and, I thought he had a great, attitude and outlook, on the situation, what I need to do better, how can I do it, how can I improve, and, he's worked very hard to address those, and I think that's shown up in his play and his performance, not just recently, but going all the way back to, day by day through September, October, all those days. So you just take it one day at a time. And I think he really tried to embrace that. And it's a big credit to him, his, his mental toughness, his resiliency, and you know, his attitude toward competing. Yeah, excuse me.
Two questions, Phil Perry and Chris Price.
Bill, I'm curious, you know, an opportunity for the fans here to deal with some conditions on Sunday, one more opportunity to play in front of these fans for this season. How would you, in your own words, describe the fans that you've coached in front of, or, you know, not just this season, but over the course of your tenure here?
Yeah, passionate, very passionate.
Last question, Chris Price.
Bill, Matt Slater has obviously not tipped his hand as to his future plans, but I know in years past you've worked to get guys who might be retiring one last moment. You had the drop kick with Doug and the TD pass with Vinny in 2006. I think Troy played at the end of the 2007 season. I'm obviously not asking you to tip your hand when it comes to game planning, but could there be something similar in the works for a guy like Matt?
I don't know. Every situation's different, but that's our focus really as a team, is to go out there and play our best game, play as well as we can, and beat the Jets. That's what we're here for. So, anything else that happens, I'm not really sure how it's going to come down.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.